People are weird. So I've made nearly 500,000 showing off my armpit hair online. I'm proud of my body, but I have developed PTSD from the abuse I've received. What? So, but basically, apparently, this 30-year-old girl from the UK has been showing her armpit hair online and has been making large amounts of money because she doesn't shave. Interesting. So, a woman who has made more than 492,800 by showing off her armpit hair online has revealed that she's been stalked and barraged by abusive messages since starting up her side hustle. Imagine that's your side hustle, like taking photos and videos of yourself with armpit hair, and the fact that people are willing to pay you for that is like, yo. Dudes, what are you doing? So, Fenella Fox 30 from Worcester, which always reminds me of that, like, I don't know, like sauce that kind of like tastes like barbecue sauce, said that while she enjoys the financial independence her work brings and is able to easily rake in 8,200 a month, it has also caused her PTSD from horrific interactions with viewers. The social media star, who has more than a million followers in total, creates body positive photos and videos that show off her hirsute armpits as well as filming general lifestyle vlogs. She also features more sultry snaps on Instagram and of course has an OF, which is probably the majority of where her money's coming from. The content creator who started posting her body hair online because she was fed up with female beauty standards claims she has been subject to horrific vitriol and has been physically cornered by two men who assumed she would have a threesome with them. Interesting. And there you go, armpit hair. Which, by the way, I think that's more armpit hair than I have. I travel a lot, and one of the worst reactions to my job was someone telling me I would be hanged in their country, she told the mail. Which, to be frank, that would probably be the case in a lot of countries. Like, I think a lot of people are very unaware as to the laws and rules of, let's say, for example, Middle Eastern countries. Like, there are some countries where you go there and you are known for doing these types of things, you could get your, like, literal get beheaded. Like, it's crazy. Vanilla has also been a victim of stalking twice. Now, this is something that I've never understood. Like, how can someone, like, be infatuated with someone or simp for someone so hard that they stalk them? And apparently, this is, like, very common for, like, online female creators, but, like, I just never understood that. It's like, why do you care about someone online that you've never met before to this extent that you are going to stalk them? Like, that's a lot of time and energy to be putting into that sort of thing. The first time was in 2018, and she says her life has never been the same. A man became obsessed with the idea of raping, torturing, and murdering me, she recounted. Dear Lord. Horrific. I also experienced being stalked in person by another man in January this year and get long email essays from another man online regularly. The content creator admitted that she also finds it difficult to connect with people outside the industry and feels like she has to lie about her job often. Well, I mean, like, what are you going to, like, tell someone who asks you what you do for, like, a career? Right? It's like, oh, what do you do? Like, one person, like, this might be, like, the interaction, right? Like, oh, I'm a lawyer. What do you do? And the person said, well, this girl might say, like, I film myself online in adult nature showing off my armpit hair. Like, how do you respond in that type of situation? Right? I mean, you could potentially say that you're an influencer, but then they're going to be like, oh, what's your stuff? And then you're going to be like, ooh, all my photos and videos are of me in a bad light or adult light. With just my armpit hair just sticking out, right? It seems kind of crazy when you think about it. Like, what would someone actually say into, like, with someone, like, in real life as to like, what do you do for a living if this was how she was making their money? I've been in the adult industry since I turned 18. I'm now 30, and I spent a lot of that time in my bedroom stripping for men, she said. It'd be silly to claim that it didn't do some damage. I guess maybe she used to be like a cam model or something, which, by the way, I think cam models used to make like really good money. I mean, they might still make good money. Which, by the way, I think there is like some sort of fetish that guys have when it comes to like female body hair. Oh, I guess she also lets her leg hair grow out too. Interesting. Vanessa also revealed the difficulties she has with dating. I entertain men online for a living, but I get anxious around them in person, she revealed. I'll be brave and get a kiss maybe twice a year. My lack of sex life often comes as a shock to many of my fans. The creator began showing her armpit hair online around 6 to 7 years ago. I stopped wearing makeup, stopped styling my hair, stopped shaving, and let my body do its natural thing, she explained. I mean, it almost kind of sounds like you just decided to be lazy. I talked about it a lot online and soon became known as a body positive influencer. I think at the time there weren't many doing what I was doing, so I really stood out, and it was actually really scary. Vanilla also wanted to try and get armpit hair seen by modeling companies. She observed popular modeling trends at the time, seeing models wearing bikinis on mountains, in front of waterfalls, and on beaches, and decided to join in. I decided I would do the same and get shared by as many bikini companies as I could, she said. I did everything I dreamt of, and it was one of the best times of my life, regularly doing bikini photo shoots. The influencer said that at first her reaction to her work was mostly negative. As mentioned before, there weren't many women online showing their natural pit hair, so it shocked and angered people, she explained. I was going against the norm, and I think a lot of people, especially men, felt threatened by this. Now, I don't know how like a guy would feel threatened by this. It's just like people like what they like and they don't like what they don't like. So this could just be a situation where there's going to be many guys not into this, and then there's going to be some guys who are into this, because obviously there are some guys that are into this that are willing to pay her money per month to see this sort of stuff. I was sexy, I was beautiful, but not in a way people knew sexy or beautiful to be. Nowadays, there are thousands of women posting like I do did. I used to post mostly bikini photos, and it doesn't shock people as much. The hate is still bad, but far less than it used to be. My comments are mostly positive. The social media star added that despite the downfalls and awkwardness, there are a lot of pros that come with her work. I think my family are happy I'm successful, but wish the success was in another industry, Vanilla admitted. I travel the world, live in luxury accommodation, and eat out whenever I like. I have a lot of financial freedom, but the job has taken a huge toll on my mental health, and they know that. However, the financial freedom she's able to have also grants her a host of incredible experiences, including traveling the world, working from her phone, meeting other models, and regularly hosting events which bring people together. Interesting. So apparently her Instagram is at No Shave, No Shame. What a name. So let's check this out on the Instagram. Nope. I don't see an Instagram. But it looks like she has a TikTok. Okay, she does. But again, I don't really see any TikTok. Oh, we're here. So this is her Instagram. 273,000 followers. Wow. That's pretty crazy. You know, she's probably actually making like really good money. 19.6K followers on TikTok, which is kind of interesting that TikTok is smaller than Instagram. Yeah, she's probably making like really good money. So, I mean, congrats to her. It's just, man, that's pretty interesting though. Let's see some of these comments. For $8,000 a month, they can say whatever they like about my armpits. Oh, Lord. But why would someone pay good money to see some woman's hairy armpit? It's a strange world we live in. Like, the thing is, I guess it really all depends on what some people are into. And you gotta think about it. There's like how many billions of people on this planet. There's gonna be a certain percentage of that population that likes armpit hair on ladies, right? I guess it kind of makes sense. But man, like, imagine that you actually make like close to like half a mil by just showing your armpit hair. That'd be pretty insane if you were to really think about that. But either way, she should really save her money, pay off all of her debt, create an emergency fund, and start putting money towards investments just in case something were to happen where she can't really like do this sort of thing for money anymore. Which I mean, she probably will always be able to. She could probably do some sort of like cam thing or something, but still, like, you just gotta be careful with this type.